This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Compared to a few decades ago, people with significant cognitive disabilities are living longer, a lot longer. And while that is clearly good news, services for people with Down syndrome and other disabilities often end when men and women enter their 20s. A new paper out this week from the University of Chicago says those adults and their families lack resources and the long-term financial planning they need. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
For 3 years, the yellow kitchen in Veronica Pollock's suburban Chicago house looked like a demilitarized zone. The Pollocks tossed food into footlockers they hauled into the garage every night, and the fridge, with its magnets and snapshots of the girls, was locked.
We got some playground chain, like you would maybe use to hang a child's swing, and we tied it around the refrigerator and freezer handles.
The Pollocks locked down the kitchen when Veronica's brother, Vincent, moved in. Vincent has Fragile X syndrome, the most common cause of inherited intellectual disability. And at 5'8", 340 pounds, he had a bad late-night snacking habit.
Which meant that he got up and ate a lot of things that you would not even have considered to be food. Cake mixes, flour.
Vincent came to live with Veronica after their mother died suddenly. Caught without a plan, the entire family found their life turned inside out. Veronica had to leave the workforce, and Vincent, as soon as he left his mother's home and crossed state lines, lost almost all of his social services. This awful situation is playing out more and more as older parents become unable to care for their cognitively impaired children, and as the children age out of services. I'm in an art class at ARC of Philadelphia, an organization that works with the intellectually disabled. Several dozen people crowd around tables. Some draw, others paint, a few smile shyly. Today, some 855,000 intellectually disabled Americans live with a caregiver over 60. Executive Director Tanya Wrigley sees the fallout for her clients as their parents get older.
People who are either ending up homeless or ending up stuck in their homes, people suffer and end up not getting the kind of supports they need to live.
The University of Chicago's Harold Pollock says the rest of us haven't caught up to these new dilemmas that come from aging.
We really have to do a much better job of helping these families, you know, work out the very predictable transition issues they are facing.
This isn't just academic for Pollock. He's also Veronica's husband. After interviews with 40 families, he found people often are stuck on long wait lists for transportation, job training, and housing.
In many states, it turns out it's 6 or 7 years for, you know, for a spot to get into a residential placement.
Pollock says families need help mapping out the future. One idea, he says, is to automatically enroll a child into a savings account, what's called an ABLE account, at diagnosis. Taxpayers can kick in something modest, say $300 every year, and families can contribute too, tax-free. So by the time a child reaches 21, there's a nest egg for an at-home aide if a parent gets sick, or to hire a lawyer to pilot through a bureaucratic maze. Veronica Pollock certainly would have liked something like that.
I don't think it would have solved every problem, but I think having that kind of money, it would have been very helpful.
Today, the chain's long gone from the Pollock's fridge. Life is calmer. The way Veronica sees it, the country has a contract with her brother to make sure he lives as independently as he can for however long he's around, something he's doing today, thanks to housing and vocational support.
Vincent's skills have grown over the years. He's more expressive, and I think a lot of this is as a result of his living with a group of men who he's friends with.
Vincent might still be waiting for services if he didn't have a nurse for a sister and a health policy professor for a brother-in-law. The Pollocks say they're pretty lucky. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.